money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are hoping someone comes forward with information about a 2018 homicide. Stephen White Jr. was killed in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive. There is now a $5,000 reward for information in the case. Aaliyah has issued an emergency missing child alert for a 13-year-old girl from Pelham. Amberly Flores was last seen Tuesday. Police say she was willingly getting into a small dark Mercedes SUV. If you know where she is, call 911 or the Pelham Police Department. And the Montgomery City Council has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday. See, police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Also known as TGIF Eve, them my Fridays. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. When we do that gift basket, Joe, we do it tomorrow, 2:30 to 2:45. And if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. And maybe we'll get some first-time callers today. I like first-time callers. Let's see here. Let's see who this is before we go to...
This is Sam.
Sammy boy. Sam, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Dan, I'm just going to chime in real quick on something. I remember talking about taxes and people trying to avoid taxes. I remember it may have been here 20 years ago in the state of Alabama. There was some taxes that were levied against the trucking companies. And all of a sudden, all the trucking companies in Alabama, where they were registering that they were out of Nevada. And they had to, the state had to crack down on them, you know, to avoid, 'cause there was no taxation having a Nevada license for their business. And I just, I remember there was something like that that happened. And, you know, it was a big enough trend that the state really had to chase the individuals down. And
make, let me tell you something. Just economics 101. If you make it more expensive to do something, people will stop doing it, or they'll curtail it, or they'll come up with a way to go around it. I mean, it's just, it's what happens out there. No, it's why I exist in my business.
That's it. Dan, I love the show. I'll talk to y'all later. How about that?
You have a great day. Stay dry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Adam Schiff said something yesterday that really bugs some people, including me, but mainly me. Then other people don't really matter. Listen to Adam Schiff said, we can't trust the voter. We got to impeach him because he may cheat.
The House did not take this extraordinary step lightly.
No.
As we will discuss, impeachment exists for cases in which the conduct of the president rises beyond mere policy disputes to be decided otherwise and without urgency at the ballot box. Instead, we are here today to consider a much more grave matter, and that is an attempt to use the powers of the presidency to cheat in an election. For precisely this reason, the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
Unbelievable. We cannot be sure it's going to be fairly won. Okay, under the category is, just because you say it doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
This is Chucky Boom Boom Schumer talking about Adam Schiff. Listen to this.
Adam Schiff's speech was one of the most compelling I have heard. It was a tour de force.
Tour de force.
And I think that a good number of my Republican colleagues, for the first time, heard the entire arguments powerfully, succinctly, and completely. And I am hopeful that can begin to change minds.
A tour de force.
Now, I'll tell you, Dan, my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world.
The category is we're going to say it as if it is true. It's not true, but we're going to say it as if it is true.
Right.
Okay, so Chucky Boy did a presser not long ago. We're going to have to do stop and go on manually here. Did I send that to you?
Was it a link or a full clip?
It's
supposed to be a full clip.
Let's see what happened here.
I do not see it.
Well, that's be my bad.
Yeah, I couldn't take it for a second night in a row. And I'd heard a lot of these arguments.
That's why you were drinking it.
Yeah, that and the coronavirus. But yeah, I heard a lot of this in the impeachment hearings. And, man, but they are slick. They got video ready, all sorts of stuff, putting on a show.
I tell you what I would do is I would take the video of what the managers are saying right now, and I would play it back and then refute everything that they – all the different things that they said. I would do Jerry Nadler and some of the crazy stuff he said, and when he says something that's a lie, stop it and say that is not true. That's his opinion. There's no facts behind that.
I think what happened is you sent me the isolated one twice. You did not send me a full press conference with...
I didn't!
With Boom Boom Schumer.
Boom Boom Chucky Boy, Boom Boom Schumer. Well, let's do this. While I'm banging around for this, Ed O'Keefe with Biden in Iowa. This is great. This video is up on my website, danmoreshow.com.
Vice President Biden may want to avoid the impeachment trial, but he's not backing away from his feud with Bernie Sanders. Ed O'Keefe caught up with him in Des Moines, and they had, how do we describe this, Ed? Is remarkable exchange a good word?
That's one way of putting it, Gail. Look, we wanted to ask the former vice president why he's feuding again with Bernie Sanders. Remember, earlier this week, Biden told us that he accepted Sanders' apology after one of his supporters called the former vice president corrupt. But within hours, both camps were out with dueling attack videos. Biden calling out, quote, Bernie's negative attacks, and Sanders raising questions about Biden's previous willingness to fiddle with federal benefits. While Sanders is in Washington dealing with impeachment, Biden was out here talking to voters. So we wanted to ask him why this change in strategy. Take a look.
Yesterday, you said you accepted Bernie's apology, and now you're attacking him. Why are you doing that?
Go.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President? Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay. He apologized for saying that I was corrupt. He didn't say anything about whether or not I was telling the truth about Social Security.
Thank you, guys.
So weird, Anthony.
Ed, I wasn't sure where that was going. What were you thinking?
Yes.
Look, we ask the candidates questions. How they respond is up to them. And clearly, in this case, Biden, a little touchy because he's sensitive to this charge that he wants to
change up Social Security. Yes, as a senator in the 1990s, he was open to making changes to federal benefits to balance the budget. But now, as a presidential candidate, he says he wants to preserve and expand Social Security, in part because seniors are living longer. How exactly it would be paid for is a detail to be sorted out later. But look, with Biden and Sanders either tied or first and second here in Iowa and across the country, this is a feud that's likely to continue with 11 days until the Iowa caucus. Yeah.
The video's up on my website, danmoreshow.com, but he turns around and he goes, wait, and he hits him in the chest.
Like this.
Wait.
Unbelievable. And you could tell he was kind of a little mad, and he kind of said, I better not hit him. And then he takes his fist and kind of hits him in the chest.
It wasn't quite a Howard Dean moment, but it was right on the edge of it. He looked weird doing it. He almost picked up an inch, but he got himself together at the last second.
He pulled his proverbial fat out of the fire. Okay, I just sent you the Chuck Schumer thing. Hopefully you got it. Ken Reynolds came up with a great question.
Yeah.
Will the legislators be taxed on their money? Now, here's an interesting thing. Ken, is the amount of money that they get, a big chunk of it is per diem. Their actual money that is income is only like $8,000. The rest of it is in per diem. Now, they're supposed to show expenses to offset that, but they really don't. They just show it as, they actually don't, most of them don't report on their taxes because it is per diem. Somebody did a mass audit of the last 20 years of Alabama legislators. They were taking quite a haul of things. Quite a haul. Okay, so Schumer does his presser. We're going to have to manually stop and go this. This was right in the middle of America's newsroom, so they're going to go to him. He's spoken a few words right before he comes in. He's going to start out with Social Security and what Trump said in Davos, Switzerland, and that he would take a look at it. They've got it where, oh, he's going to get rid of your Social Security. And this is just so, this is the Democrats who just overdo it. They just go too far. They assume, they question people's motivation. They take the very worst possibility. They can't just take a piece of information and look at it. They have to use it for a political whip on somebody.
Would you consider it immoral to scare old people, even if you're old yourself?
The present company definitely included in that. Let's listen in.
Yesterday at Davos,
yesterday,
that he will take a look at cutting Social Security and other entitlements after the 2020 election, and that it is actually, he said, the easiest of all things. The president promised that, unlike other Republicans, he wouldn't touch Social Security and Medicare. He's already broken that promise and gone after Medicare. Now it looks like Social Security is in the president's crosshairs as well. Even as this important trial continues, Americans should hear that the president is casually talking about cutting their Social Security at a Swiss ski resort with the global financial elite. Up in the one?
Stop it there. Okay. So did you hear how you can join some things there? Basically, the reason he should be impeached is because what he's talking about doing on Social Security. That's how far these guys are trying to reach in this whole thing. It is unbelievable. And they will, I hate to say this, I'm going to use the word, they're such political whores.
Yeah.
They just will do anything to either gain power or keep power. Chuck Schumer wants to be the majority leader, and he's going to do anything he can to hurt people so he can do that.
Okay. What I'm worried about, Dan, is this stuff, this sort of tactic, fear-mongering, is effective. Every time this is, I mean, maybe it'll change with Trump, but every time somebody even brings up the conversation in public, people say, oh, they're going to cut your benefits. And usually that's not even on the table for folks currently or close to redeeming Social Security. So it's just irresponsible. It's fear-mongering. But people believe it.
They do. And it's incredible. And they're going to take this thing and go, they're going to go with it. And so the Republicans are going to have to go out and talk about how stupid it is that they're talking about it. Now let's continue on.
Now we get the impeachment stuff.
Okay. All right.
Now that we kicked him in there.
To the matter at hand. Today was a discussion. Tuesday was a discussion over amendment votes. But yesterday, the managers got to lay out their case uninterrupted. As manager after manager stepped up to lay out the evidence amassed against the president in precise and devastating detail, the atmosphere of the Senate took on an entirely different dimension.
Because you were smoking pie.
It may have been the first time that many of my Republican colleagues heard the full story, the complete narrative from start to finish, uninterrupted and not filtered through the kaleidoscope lens of Fox News.
Oh,
where at best
big
things
words.
Are left out, and at worst things are terribly distorted. It may have planted the first seed in their minds that yes, perhaps the president did something very wrong here. Mr. Schiff and the other managers did an exceptional job laying out the facts of the president's alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, meticulously walking through the chronology, anticipating and rebutting the most predictable counterarguments from the president's counsel along the way, and knocking those arguments down before they got there. I was particularly impressed how Mr. Schiff undid the ability of the managers to say, well, the president said there's no collusion, and they kept pointing out in a very clear way, in the same sentence, in the same phone call, or in the same letter, or in the same conversation, he then went back to holding back the aid. It has been only one day, but House managers are setting the bar very high for the president's counsel to meet. At this point, I'm not sure how the president's counsel, as unprepared, confused, and tending towards conspiracy theories as they have been, can clear it.
Again, there's a part of, I'm going to say it so you'll think it is true. That is a crazy way to say, unprepared, disjointed. I mean, Chuck Schumer, do a favor for me. Go away. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back with more right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Make refreshing updates to your home with great deals on new appliances by starting with Lowe's. Because now at Lowe's, you can get up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's 30% off appliances, including an LG SmartThink top-load washer featuring turbo wash and front-load dryer, both for just $13.96. And change up your color. 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, interior and exterior paint plus primer. Whatever's on your list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 122, U.S. only.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Thursday. Chuck is the gift that keeps on giving, but boy, you sure have to go through some nauseating moments to get to it. Let's continue on with Chucky Boy.
And I'd say one other thing, particularly in the last 2 hours when Mr. Schiff summed everything up. I was there, and I like to watch my Republican colleagues, and many of them really don't want to be there. And so for some of it, they're looking the other way. They may be chatting with somebody. Sitting this way, Schiff had such power in his speech that he almost forced them to look at him and listen. And just about every Republican's eyes were glued on Mr. Schiff. So it was a powerful rendition. Now, what are the Republicans saying after yesterday? Well, the same Republicans are saying that they heard nothing new. But these Republicans voted 9 times on Tuesday against amendments to ensure new witnesses and new documents to come before the Senate. Let me repeat, the same Republicans saying they heard nothing new just voted 9 times on Tuesday to hear nothing new. If they want new stuff, there's plenty of it. As the managers made clear, a lot of the documents are sitting there, all compiled, all ready to go, with simply a vote of 4 Republicans to subpoena them. So this argument that they heard nothing new when they vote against new evidence repeatedly rings very, very hollow.
Let me tell you what. Under the category, just because you say it isn't true, and they think that if we say it, people are going to believe it.
It's ridiculous.
Mark Meadows or Chuck Schumer, which one is the believable guy? I mean, I think the way he presents himself, the way he does his argument, they know he's full of, you know what, Otoro poo-poo.
And I really tried. Like, when I listened to it 2 days or 2 nights ago, and listened to a lot of Adam Schiff, I really tried to listen to the arguments and go, okay, maybe I've been in an echo chamber. Maybe we're high on our own supply, so to speak. And I really listened, and Schiff has his over-the-top, we need this new evidence, and we're going to tell you why. So I'm like, okay, he sounds serious, let's listen to him. And as they present it, it's just more interagency grapevine talk. Like, this guy at OMB talked to this guy at DOD, and the questions they want to ask is, what were you told about the hold? It's not ever getting close to anything close to a smoking gun.
Well, and basically what they're saying is, we don't have enough case here, so we need to find some more stuff.
That too.
And I think that's what Sekulow and others are going to really do with this thing.
They don't have a case, and the evidence, the way they presented why they needed the new evidence, didn't even say, oh, we could have a case. It just doesn't add up. They just want to extend this thing and throw more mud.
There you go, trying to hurt him. Let's continue on with Chucky Boy.
If my Republican colleagues are interested in some new evidence on top of the very substantial House record, there's a very simple answer. Vote with Democrats to call relevant witnesses and documents. The presentations themselves argued both in implicitly and explicitly for the importance of witnesses and documents. At key points yesterday, it was so clear that we ought to hear from Mulvaney and Blair and Duffy and Bolton, who are at the center of these events. It was so clear that we must review relevant documents. If someone doubts a witness reporting a phone call, the way to verify it to see if it's true is look at the underlying document. They don't want that. The managers kept referring back to important documents that we know exist and that we know concern the charges, but are beaten from the Senate and the public by the president. One example, Taylor, Ambassador Taylor's memo to Secretary Pompeo after he spoke, in which he gave a contemporaneous account of his concerns about the president's corrupt scheme in Ukraine. Why wouldn't my fellow Republicans want to see it? Why wouldn't they want the American people to see it? I don't see how any senator, Democrat or Republican, could sit on the floor, Adam Schiff and the House impeachment managers, and not demand witnesses and documents. Unless, that is, they're not interested in the truth, afraid of the truth, that they know the president is hiding the truth. I think the case for witnesses and documents is so self-evident that many of my Republican colleagues, nothing else, they're so eager to change conversation from witnesses and documents, from over the question of fairness of the trial, that they're inventing shiny objects and so-called outrages. We don't know what the next one will be, but it'll surely be something irrelevant to a fair trial, because they don't want to debate that issue. So they try to turn you, the press, and the American people away to look at something else that has nothing to do with the trial. Make no mistake about it. The issue of relevant evidence, documents, and witnesses is going to come back up, and Senate Republicans will have the power to bring that evidence into the trial. We saw how Leader McConnell was forced to modify his resolution on Tuesday after certain Republicans raised objections. Republican senators, four of them, it's in their hands, can make this trial more fair if they want to. The question is, will they use that power when it really matters?
Man, I tell you, it drives me crazy, because if you put in your program, I want to be the majority leader, and then listen to everything he says, then you realize what his motivation is. Because there's nothing factually saying the House should have done their duty. They didn't do their duty. They're trying to get the Senate to do it. The Senate even isn't even built for this stuff. They can't go do, and what you're doing is you're basically having two interrogation people, the defense and the prosecution, that are there. That needed to happen over the House, where they did not do that fairly. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats prosecuting President Trump in the Senate have started their presentation today. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections. Prior presidents would be shocked to the core by such conduct. And rightly so.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows is on the president's defense team and tells Fox,
they're cherry-picking certain parts of testimony, and it's all built on their narrative to try to impugn the facts of the case.
The Democrats have up to 16 more hours to use today and tomorrow before the defense team's turn starting Saturday. A passenger getting off a plane in Los Angeles from Mexico City is being checked for the new virus spreading in China after showing symptoms. A man in Washington State with the virus is reported to be in good condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's dispose of this. That was just Senator from Hawaii making a fool of herself.
Yeah, you heard me ranting about that when you walked in today.
Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah, she essentially said, folks, that this idea that Republicans have in their head that we've been out to get this guy since day one, it's just a right-wing conspiracy.
What?
Yeah, partisanship is a conspiracy now. Like, what in the world?
Trey Gowdy with Martha McCollum on impeachment poll. Listen to this.
I want to put up a poll. This is a new AP poll that came out today that shows that 75% of people who are watching all this, or folks who answered this poll, obviously, say that it's not at all likely, not to or not at all likely, that this process will change their mind in terms of how they feel about all of this. Does that surprise you?
It does not. Only that the number's so low. I mean, what it requires to change people's minds is new facts. And I've heard nothing that Adam didn't trot out in front of the House before the impeachment vote. He couldn't get a single Republican in the House to vote for impeachment. In fact, he lost Democrats. So unless you're going to have new facts, I don't think people's positions are going to change.
You know, let me put another poll up here. 63% in the Pew poll say that President Trump acted illegally. And then forward to this one, 51%, only 51% say that he should be removed from office for it. So what does that tell you about how people look at politics?
It tells me they read the article about the GAO, that the president broke the law. They're assuming that there's a criminality, that it was a criminal law, and they didn't read the follow-up articles that, oh, by the way, almost every president has run afoul of the GAO, including President Obama, implementing the law that was named after him. So when I hear 51% of my fellow citizens want to remove him from office, what that tells me is they would acquit him too. Because it has to be 67%. That's what our framers decided. It has to be two-thirds. So if barely half of my fellow citizens want to remove him from office, then do the opposite of what Schiff argued today. Wait until November. Yeah. Don't do it now. If you can't meet the threshold the founders set, then do it in November if that's what my fellow citizens want to do.
That's what I said yesterday, matter of fact, is that it doesn't matter if it's 51%, it has to be 67%, and you're anywhere near that. But he said something that I think will happen. I think this will be acquitted, the voters are going to keep him in, and then they're going to go back and do all the work that they should have done and just start this whole thing over. And they're going to go, well, the Republicans told us to do this, and so we're just doing it. I hope by that time you've got the Durham report and you got this thing laid out. Vice is a major discussion. Ukraine's a major discussion. And we're getting down to the bottom of things. I am tired, tired of seeing the good guys sitting on the sideline. I want something to happen. I'm patient, but you need give me something. Give me a little something. Give me something. Show me some love here. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, before I forget, Tim.
Red Top, you there?
Or Sweet Creek.
Red Top, you broke up. All I heard was Sweet Creek. Oh.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm on Rifle Range Road, coming down the Lafayette Trail.
Ah. Tell Lafayette I said hi.
Well, his footprints are all over this area, that's for sure. Did you see Lindsey Graham? That's the most pissed off I've ever seen that man in my life.
I did see
yesterday.
Him. Well, I saw him today and I saw him yesterday, but he is, I was telling Joey, if you listen to what he said, he basically said, this Ukraine thing isn't over. It's just beginning. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And he cited, you know, the president of Burisma house was raided by the prosecutor that got fired. Biden made four calls to the president of Ukraine right after the raid. And then he flew there and... And then he said, if you don't fire him, then you're not getting the aid. Now, all that to me, by using the Adam Schiff Rubicon, that to me spells he did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Lindsey was visibly so mad and upset, you know, about them using the Senate. And he said it was horrible to use the Senate, which they call the greatest judicial body in the world. Please, guys. Please.
Yeah.
They elevate themselves way beyond. And Chuck Schumer, every time he does this stuff, I recall him saying, Donald Trump, don't you dare fire Robert Mueller. Every week he come out and say, Donald Trump, you can't fire Robert Mueller. And Donald Trump will go, well, I'm not going to fire him. But continuously, the whole 2 years of the investigation, he constantly repeated that. And there was nothing to it. But the repetition of it just got to be maddening, and this is a similar situation. I would love to see Donald Trump take Rand Paul's invitation. You heard about his invitation.
I did, to be up in the Senate gallery to watch these guys.
Yes. Man, I mean, that's legal.
Yeah.
He just can't say anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he can't do anything, but facial expression would be worth a million bucks. But let me tell you, if he does that, they're going to sit there and be talking to Donald Trump,
right,
to try to get him pissed off.
Now, if I was when the Trump team gets to take over,
yeah. Now, when the Trump team comes in, that would be a different story.
And also, when they take over, and once they get past the constitutional other arguments, when they're doing a true rebuttal to what the Democrats have said, whether it's Secular or Cipollone, it would be great if they say, "Mr. Chief Justice, not to diminish your admonishment, we take it seriously, but the presentation we heard over the last 3 days is a perfectly described by pettifogging."
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Could you see Trump? Up in the gallery and his team's down there doing the woo-woo-woo. Yeah, I mean, he's high-fiving.
And Trump's saying, like, I know my lawyers would hate it, but I'd love to stare them right in their corrupt faces.
I love it.
Boy.
Well, whenever he says something like that, you know he's not going to do it. He's just
right.
Playing around with it. I tell you what, and from talking to people that talk to particularly the House folks that they know pretty well, this thing is going to be done, I believe, by next week, actually. They're kind of saying,
yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday,
what day
Friday.
Is State of the Union?
And bingo, you hit it right on there. Before the State of the Union, and the State of the Union is going to be incredible. Because he's going to be talking about the economy, all the great things that are out there, and then he's going to... And if they do... How about this? This is one... we ran this one up. So let's say Bernie Sanders wins Iowa.
Okay.
So Donald Trump turns to Bernie Sanders and goes, Bernie, I want to congratulate you on your win in Iowa.
Man.
That would be incredible. That would be a kick in the that'd be a kick in the pants on Biden. A kick
what is the
in
date
the
of the State of the Union? Do you know?
The 5th.
The 5th. Okay.
It's
the two-seat.
Yeah, it's the day after. Is you have Super Bowl, Iowa, and State of the Union.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
going to
be a fun one.
I know. Let me tell you something. I might not come out of my drunken state from Super Bowl until Thursday.
Well, those are going to be fun shows.
Well, I think you'll be in a club with a lot of us, Dan.
I'm telling you, you know, see, for Super Bowl, I got steaks, I got all the eats. I'm just going to make it a three-day binge.
That'd be worth it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you. It's kind of Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, how are you, my friend?
I'm well. I'm trying to stay dry and everything else. And hey, look, you know, you really killed me today.
Uh-oh.
No. Playing Schumer, the clips with Schumer, is like a brass harp. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you and Joe. I want you and Joey and all your listeners, Red Top and Soldier Boy. Here's an exercise. It'll take 10 seconds. Take whatever hand you have. I want you to take your thumb, first finger, and middle finger, and extend them as far as you possibly can, and spread them as far as you possibly can. Are you doing it?
Okay.
All right. Now, spread the fingers as far as you can to where it's almost a 90-degree angle or a 45-degree angle or whatever.
I'm in.
And turn your hand and look at it.
Okay.
Okay? All right? That's what we call a three-dimensional L. Can you see the L?
I do.
Can you see the letter L right there somehow?
I can.
And that's what we call a three-dimensional, he is a loser, a three-dimensional loser. He is a loser any way you look at it, right there.
I like that.
It looked like something else to me, Happy Yankee. I was about to stick it in my mouth and pull the trigger.
But you get my point. He is nothing but a freaking hack.
Yeah.
And, I put him in the same bucket with Chip and everybody else. You know, I thought that he may have some kind of redeeming qualities, but...
Nah.
When you look at the three-dimensional L and his little picture, he's leaning on his right elbow, and he sort of cocked his head, smiling. He just looks like a crook.
He does. I agree.
I mean, so anyway, thank you for indulging me. I hope all your audience did that, and you could give me the credit, like you're writing a paper, that the three-dimensional L theory is alive and well in Washington.
Happy Yankee, thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Back to Trey Gowdy.
Yeah.
On Witnesses. Listen in.
One of the things that strikes me, when you watch Adam Schiff telling his side of the story and representing the House judiciary and the intel process that we saw play out, is that when you think about it, in many ways, the Democrats, they allowed themselves to sort of lose control of the process here. They pushed it along very quickly. So while it was in the House, they were in control. They had the reins. They could have made the choice to start to put some of this through the legal process and really push for these witnesses, right? But then they sat on it for 33 days, sent it over to the Senate. And now it seems that there's a lot of frustration that they can't sort of, you know, get it back into their court so that they can control some of this stuff. But that moment is past, right?
Yeah, you know, Martha, it is tough and it is time consuming to run real investigations. I got a lot of criticism for the 2 years I took trying to get documents and information from the Obama administration. But unfortunately, that's the way the system works. It takes time and effort and ingenuity to run credible investigations. So what Schiff decided was, I'm not going to call Bolton. I'm not going to call Mulvaney or Pompeo. I'm not even going to send a subpoena to them. I'm going to wait till it gets in the Senate. And then if the Republicans senators are dumb enough, and they're not, but if they're dumb enough to do what I would not do, then we can all hear for the first time whatever this evidence is. But Adam had 3 months to do whatever it is he now wants the jury to do.
He's the prosecutor. It's his job to build the case and then present it. He didn't want to do it. He was on some artificial timeline. He had to get it to the Senate, but for the three-week hiccup they had. Had to get it to the Senate, and now he wants Cory Gardner and Joni Ernst and Tom Tillis and Martha McSally to cast difficult votes on something he could have and should have done months ago.
I want to tell you something. The there we go. The Republicans' messaging has gotten so much better, and you're going to hear Mark Meadows. I didn't use the Jim Jordan cut because Mark Meadows was with that. This is Mark Meadows solo today. It's so much better. I've never seen them this good. They're all hitting the right cylinders. They're not all saying the exact same thing. It's like they each of them have a piece of the puzzle that they're trying to hit, and they're doing a great job. Let me stay with Trey Gowdy here. Impeachment is a high, high standard.
I thought it was interesting. There was a lot of discussion about Hamilton. There has been a lot of discussion about the Founding Fathers, and I think that's probably fitting when you consider impeachment, which is a very grave choice and decision on the part of the American people and the representatives. Adam Schiff said this in his opening argument, invoking Hamilton for the prosecution side. Watch this.
We are here today in this hallowed chamber, undertaking this solemn action for only the third time in history because Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States, has acted precisely as Hamilton and his contemporaries feared.
And he's referring to the section that where Hamilton spoke about, you know, a bold individual who basically, you know, gets out of control for his own power. I'm badly paraphrasing Hamilton there. But here is the Hamilton quote that the White House put out today that they feel is the significant one. Hamilton and Jefferson warned about a majority using impeachment for political purposes. The founders warned that impeachment was to be used for only the most egregious offenses. And that's their paraphrasing quote on that. So, you know, how do you sort of parse those two things? How do you really figure out what the Founding Fathers, how they would have looked at this situation?
Well, you look at how they set it up. It is really, really difficult to remove a chief executive from office. And it's got to be more than some nebulous abuse of office. I mean, Martha, remember President Obama, for whom no one advocated impeaching, went on the floor of the House and said, I'm going to do it with or without you because I have a pen and a phone. He failed to implement the law that he named after himself. He summarily decided not to enforce immigration and narcotics trafficking law. And then he made up a spontaneous reaction to a video because he wanted to get reelected. No one said you should be removed from office from that. We're going to have an election. He beat Romney. Fair enough. But somehow the standard is different for a phone call that you can read for yourself. Your viewers can read the phone call. Who brought up Giuliani's name? It was the second call, not the first. He said a favor for us, our country. Read it for yourself. And if you think that that conduct warrants not being the president of the United States, then don't vote for him in November. But to summarily remove someone from office based on the content of that transcript, that's why no Republicans voted for it in the House, and that's why no Republicans will vote to convict him.
Bam. Now, outstanding. The best one yet. And again, you'll hear some of the others hit on some of his points, but they seem to be all doing independent, isolated, instead of saying the same thing over and over and over again, just different people saying it. Excellent job, Troy Gowdy. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man, we got some territory to cover here, boys and girls. Let's do this, since we're kind of short on time in this part. We'll hold over to the next hour. Mark Meadows, Nancy Cordes, Bloomberg campaign manager. You guys, I cannot wait till you hear this. If this guy is not cuckoo material, I don't know what is. But let's do Kevin McCarthy, and we'll do those other things next hour. Kevin McCarthy talking about, it's on Sean Hannity last night, talking about what happened last night.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, you know, I've given you a lot of credit, and I want to echo these comments tonight. You have been a force of nature. You have brought your caucus together. You have singularly focused them on an agenda that is good for the American people. You work with these Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi's and the... Can you name any one thing they've done to help the American people be more safe, secure, prosperous, to create jobs?
No, and they're going to have to go back to the American people and ask to be reelected based upon they've issued more subpoenas than they created any laws. You just sit and watch this, and you are 100% correct. That ad was fantastic because it lays out all that this president has achieved, but he achieved this with the whole time that the Democrats just want to investigate him and impeach him. And we're watching in the Senate, there is no right for it. Adam Schiff continues to get fixated on the word cover-up, but he's the one who's covering up. Remember, he covered up no evidence of Russia collusion. He covered up his contact with the whistleblower. He covered up truth from coming out when he stopped the witnesses from answering the Republicans' questions. And then he covered up, this is really interesting, the only testimony that has not come out from the basement is the inspector general. Why? Because it probably proves he's a fact witness. Now he's covering up texts with more lies. This is all that Adam Schiff has ever done, and the American people are continuing to see it.
Good job, Kevin McCarthy. Very good. And he was there for a lot of this. So let's continue on with Kevin McCarthy here, talking about own witnesses and new evidence. And by the way, they're doing this thing now that the CIA is, and NSA is withholding documents. That's their latest thing.
I read the Constitution, Congressman, very clearly. The sole power to impeach rests with your body. Maybe you'll be the speaker next time. Maybe we'll find out in 286 days that you win the majority. That would be good for the American people, in my opinion. But here's the thing. They have the sole power. They impeached the president. Everybody got sworn in. They got dressed up. They look real nice. And you hear the babbling, you know, repetition and the talking points. I can't believe this is going to go on for 24 hours. It's like, okay, I'd rather watch paint dry. But here's my question. As all the Republicans are united, they now present their case. Why, after they present their case, would the Senate then take on the constitutional role of the House and try and bolster the horrific case that the House made? That makes no sense to me.
Well, that's not the role of the Senate. The Senate should not do that. They just have needed one of those attorneys to stand up and read what Nadler said to us in the House, that they have proven beyond a shadow of doubt, that they have proven this case inside the House. So if they have proven it, they need no other witness inside the Senate. And it's not the Senate role to call witnesses. Remember, the House had to move so quickly, and then they hold it. They said they had a wonderful case, that they proved it beyond any chance of anybody wondering. Now they say their case is no good. They have moved this forward simply for one purpose and one purpose only, politics. They do not like this president. And then you know what else they don't like? They don't like their own candidates. That's what they're trying to cover up, that their candidates are so poor and they know they can't beat this president. So they're trying to use impeachment to do just that.
That's a great point. Particularly when you look at some of this polling stuff, Morning Joe today had where everybody beats Donald Trump. And then you go down and you read the tabs on the poll. It's not even among worship voters. It's among adults.
Wow.
Adults. And it's because the pablum that they're getting from just the general media, that concept is working for the Democrats. And, man, these media people... I think Donald Trump is absolutely spot on when he says the fake media, fake news. Let's try to pop out Nancy Cordes here to round out the hour. Here's impeachment trial and recap that she did this morning.
Back here in this country, House impeachment managers accused the president of believing he is above the law as they lay out their argument that the Senate should remove him from office. His Democratic accusers spoke for nearly 9 hours yesterday at the Senate impeachment trial. They argued the president directed an effort to cheat in the 2020 election and hold up military aid to Ukraine. The president and his lawyers dismissed the Democrats' arguments, which will continue today for day two. They insist Mr. Trump has done nothing wrong and will be acquitted. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us, where she listened to the testimony all afternoon and into the evening. Nancy, so what do we expect from day two?
They have been trying to organize all of this evidence into bite-sized pieces. They'll continue again today. So categories like the firing of the U.S. ambassador or the withholding of U.S. aid to Ukraine, as these House managers try to convince the Senate that the president himself was behind an unethical scheme, though it's not clear they've changed any minds yet.
The president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
In granular detail, the seven impeachment managers laid out all the ways the president, his aides, and his lawyer sought to pressure Ukraine.
The July 25th call warrants our close scrutiny. It presents significant and shocking evidence of President Trump's corrupt intent. I would like you to do us a favor, though. These words will live in infamy.
Will live in infamy. That is, and it's amazing how they're trying to make everything seem so big when it's really nothing. I thought Troy Gowdy was exactly right. I mean, they made the standards very, very high. And if you can't convince somebody to get on your side, then you have not met the standard. It's not political. You're the part that's being political. It's not political if they don't agree with you. Maybe it's their common sense. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show heads to the top of the hour break. Final hour of the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.